Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we tell you about a nature film that stars a group of monkeys. We will have more on that story later in the program. But first, 150 people were killed when Germanwings Flight 9525 crashed in the French Alps. Officials say the co-pilot flew the airplane directly into a mountain on purpose. Now, experts wonder if possibly removing pilots from planes would improve airline safety. Some suggest, at the very least, letting officials on the ground take control of a plane if a pilot is acting strangely in the cockpit. But airplane industry experts warn that the technology has many problems. And they say the tragic crash of the Germanwings flight was an anomaly, an extremely unlikely event. Each year, more than 3 billion people around the world take about 34 million flights. Fewer than 10 crashes over the past 30 years were purposely caused by commercial airline pilots. The United States military already has pilots operating drone aircraft remotely. The pilots are usually based far away from the drones, even on the other side of the earth. But some experts worry about doing the same for passenger aircraft. Mary Cummings is a former U.S. Navy fighter pilot. She now works as a professor at Duke University in North Carolina. In her words, the real reason a person wants another human in the cockpit is because they want to believe there's somebody in the front who shares their own fate, and thus, if anything goes wrong, they will do everything they can to save their own lives. She and other experts believe cargo planes will be the first aircraft to fly over the U.S. without pilots. They say big cargo companies would go from two pilots to one, with a team of pilots assisting from the ground. Then, all operations would be done by flight specialists on the ground. Most aircraft movements other than takeoff and landing are already automated. They are done with the help of computers and other machines. When pilots want to change a flight path, they program the new directions into the plane's computer instead of making the turns themselves. Aircraft manufacturer Airbus is experimenting with the idea of a windowless cockpit. The company is testing a system of cameras and video monitors that would give pilots a wider, more detailed look at their surroundings. Todd Humphreys teaches aerospace engineering at the University of Texas. He says it would not be hard to go one step further and have the pilots watching those same monitors from a room on the ground. Professor Humphreys argues that pilots on the ground would not have to deal with jet lag or even the dehydration that comes after long flights. In his words, pilots do not often face extreme challenges and might not be able to deal with an emergency if it happens. Instead, he suggests having a team of airplane specialists in the room with all the remote pilots who could assist with any emergency. He says this would reduce the number of mistakes by pilots. But many pilots disagree. They say that often pilots must make split-second decisions. In the end, the final decision may come down to passengers. Are travelers more worried about a pilot killing them or stepping onto a plane without a pilot? You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. monkeys are entertaining. They can swing through trees, hang by their tails, play, dance, kiss, and argue. A new Disney movie captures all of that and more. Katie Weaver has the story.
The nature film, Monkey Kingdom, stars a group of monkeys that live among the ruins of the ancient city of Polonnaruwa in Sri Lanka. These small, reddish-colored monkeys are known as toque macaque monkeys. They also follow an established social order. Monkey Kingdom centers on Maya and her newborn, Kip. Maya is low on the social order among the monkeys. She struggles to find food and safety. That struggle increases when she has Kip. Maya is a resourceful monkey. She fights for territory when other troops of monkeys try to invade her living area. The drama and the danger is real. Tina Fey narrated Monkey Kingdom. Reviews say her skills as a comedian add humor to the story. Maya's love interest, Kumar, first appears in the movie jumping strongly and skillfully, while the R&B song What a Man plays in the background. Fay then describes Kumar as 15 pounds of hunky monkey. But Fay also says the monkeys are funny on their own. At one point, Maya is desperate for food. She leads some monkeys on a raid of a human house in the area. They enjoy some birthday cake and steal eggs. The monkeys are far from alone at the Polonnaruwa ruins. There are many kinds of animal neighbors, including leopards and monitor lizards that see the monkeys as a food source. Danger is all around, but most of it comes from the sharp climb Maya makes up the social order. Co-director Mark Linfield said Disney Nature spent almost 3 years filming Monkey Kingdom. He told National Public Radio that shooting the movie was easier than one might think. He said researchers have been studying the monkeys at the ruins for 50 years. He said they were able to explain the animals' behavior and often correctly predict their actions during shooting. Monkey Kingdom is the latest in a series of nature documentaries from Disney Nature. The documentary combines fun with education. It is probably best for children 8 years and older. I'm Katie Weaver.
And that's our program for today. Join us again tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.